Hello and welcome to Poetry Nonstop. I'm Patrick Widdis and I'm pleased to feature another poet in this Norfolk Poet series. The poets I've featured so far are people I've met and heard read, often numerous times at the various poetry events and open mic nights here in Norwich. You meet the same people regularly and it can start to feel like you know everyone on the scene. But there are always new poets to discover. So I was delighted to be contacted by Jenny Daines, who is from Essex but now resides in Norwich, where she's completed an MA in creative writing at the UEA. Her work has been published widely in journals such as Poetry Wales, Rialto, Magma, Under the Radar, Butcher's Dog and Bath Mag. And if that's not impressive enough, in 2016 she won the Poetry Business New Poets Prize and her debut pamphlet Gaps was published by Smith Doorstop in 2017. I'm excited to have Jenny share three of her poems here, though I should warn that there is some explicit adult content. Here's Jenny.
Hi everyone, I'm going to read a few poems for you. I'm really interested in the relationships that we have to our speaking voices, and I've written quite a few poems about speech and quietness and voice, so I'm going to start with one of those poems. This is called Year Two. The new girl I have been asked to sit next to refuses to answer the register. Two-thirds of the way down the list of names, the inevitable snag of silence, 28 heads turning in unison. I hover on the edge of my seat, willing her to at least mumble, "Good morning, Mrs. Webb. Packed lunch, please." But she never does. The teacher sighs as she marks a small tick in the present column. A silent child dismissed as a dash of graphite. I have the luxury of being early in the alphabet, and every morning must only get nervous for six names before throwing a higher version of my voice into the room because I don't want to sound like a boy. All through group work and reading, she stays mute, steadfast and unblushing, the way an animal playing dead would not be embarrassed by its performance. At lunchtime, we sit on the steps and I eat her chocolate spread sandwich, sneak my own ham one into the bin. We head for the playing fields and I glance sideways at her pale face. Her mouth is clamped so stubbornly, I wonder if she is hiding an object in it, something magic and otherworldly, guarded by teeth. My period started in the dentist's chair. In between applying pressure to my upper right jaw, the dentist talks about his daughter and offers me a rinse round. I spit green liquid into the basin as tidily as I can before being lowered again. By the time my broken tooth is rebuilt, his fingers have been hooked in my cheek for so long that I'm aching. I totter into the accessible toilet, pausing to distinguish the light switch from the panic alarm, and find that a neat line of blood has appeared in my underwear. Dark and shining. I fashion an emergency pad from toilet paper and think about what the dentist might look like in normal clothes. I go home and Google a diagram of the mouth to decide where I am most sore, settling on the palatoglossal arch. That night in bed, my boyfriend tells me my teeth were clattering in my sleep. All week I bleed and lick my new tooth, bleed and lick. One morning I put my sheets in the bath. My boyfriend and I have sex, and while we're kissing, I'm reminded again of this change in my mouth, half expect him to notice. When he comes, his dick emerges crimson and beautiful. And the last poem I'm going to read is about my grandmother and is written after Hannah Lowe. It's called If You Believe, Swimming Pool. If you believe I saw Marion Barnes in spring at the end of her garden path, that slope she shuffled up. If you believe we stood, her front door gaping while I touched the rotting wooden handrail and then her sleeve, that grease that comes from hairy jumpers. If you believe I looked at a smear of foundation on her face as we agreed we'd see each other soon, the door still hanging, in the air a hint of heat, a hint of exhaust from the car just parked, in my mouth the tang from her stewed Earl Grey and the ulcer I'd given myself. She was too tired for a walk, so we'd sat in the living room instead. Those very upright chairs with the head supports, the carpet underneath full of crumbs. If you believe I got over my awkwardness there on the pavement to tell her I loved her, if you believe she said the same, then you may as well believe that the moment she reached the top of the slope, she straightened her back and, with the air of shrugging off a cardigan, gracefully shed the last 2 decades. Her eyes cleared, the gashes vanished from her legs. We left Oakley Road for the swimming pool that is no longer rubble. Both clad in blue costumes, and she was there for me at the bottom of the slide, water lapping at her waist. She was there ready, smiling, her arms outstretched.
That was Jenny Danes. Some interesting details there, powerful images and a lot of unanswered questions. I hope you've enjoyed discovering her work as much as I have, and I look forward to hearing more from her. If you're a poet based in Norfolk, it would be great to have you on this podcast. Please send 2 or 3 poems plus a photo and biography to poetrynonstop@gmail.com. You can also find that information and details of all the podcasts on poetrynonstop.com. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe and stay tuned for more poets from Norfolk and further afield. Until next time, goodbye.